KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An investigation is underway after a two-year-old drowned in Howick in the KZN Midlands. Paramedics say the toddler was found floating in a pool at a residence in the Greendale area yesterday afternoon. Roland Robertson is with Midlands EMS.
On arrival, it was established that the child showed no signs of life and was declared deceased on scene by Midlands EMS paramedics. Authorities were in attendance.
The eThekwini municipality says response teams will closely monitor the outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in the north of Durban.
Confirmed cases were reported at a school in Phoenix. Six cases have been confirmed among grades 1, 2 and 3 pupils, all under the age of 10.
This week, health officials visited 9 affected schools in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. The disease, which lasts between 7 to 10 days, affects infants and children and is spread through direct contact. The children experience flu-like symptoms, including a fever, tiredness, sore throat and blisters a few days after exposure. The city's Gugu Sisilana has urged parents to seek medical attention when they spot the symptoms.
The municipality would like to reassure the public that the situation is under control and emphasizes the importance of seeking medical attention when needed.
In Gauteng, train services between Park Station and Rosebank have been suspended following a technical problem on the train line. Gautrain spokesperson Kesegi Nayaga.
We have implemented a bus service to transport passengers between Park and Rosebank stations, and trains between all other stations are operating according to schedule. We are working to resolve the problem as soon as possible.
And abroad, officials in Mexico have confirmed a Dutch drug trafficker who is one of Europe's most wanted criminals has been killed. Marco Eben was shot on Thursday near the capital, Mexico City. European law enforcement agency Europol listed him as a fugitive for smuggling over 400 kilograms of cocaine from Brazil to the Netherlands. Its website says Eben was sentenced in October 2020 to more than 7 years in prison. To evade arrest, the Dutchman reportedly faked his death in Mexico last October. And finally, a woman in Japan has been arrested for allegedly squashing a bun at a convenience store and leaving without buying the packet. Authorities in Fukuoka confirmed to the BBC that the 40-year-old was arrested for criminal damage this week. The woman, who said she was unemployed, rather, claimed she was only checking the firmness of the bun by pressing it lightly with her hand. While the bag's wrapper was intact, police said one of the buns was damaged and the entire bag could not be sold. Your top story this hour, an investigation is underway after a two-year-old drowned in Howick in the KZN Midlands. Paramedics say the toddler was found floating in a pool at a residence in the Greendale area yesterday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.